talking now on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show with Coach Boswell from the Lawson Cardinals, and a big win for you tonight over West Platte, 24-6. Talk about the ball game.
Yeah, it was a big win for us tonight. You know, we knew we had to have this one heading into next week. Currently right now, I think we're sitting 5 in the standings and districts, and Lexington's right ahead of us at the 4 seed. So we knew that if we could win and win, you know, beyond 13 points and kind of have some things go our way in that other game, we might have a chance to possibly host one next week. But we came out a little bit slow offensively, had trouble getting some points on the board early. We were up 3-0 for most of the first half, and then West Platte had the ball, had to go about 80 yards with probably 30, 35 seconds left. They hit some big pass plays and got down to our goal line and put one in the end zone right as the half expired to go up 6-3, and that was the half. And then we came out in the second half and thought we played a lot better football in the second half than we did the first, and took advantage of some timely turnovers on their part, and, you know, was able to put 3 scores up on the board ourselves to finish up with a 24-6 margin of victory.
Quite a defensive battle, sounds like, in the first half.
It was, yeah, it really was. You know, neither side, you know, us or them, could really get much going offensively, and a lot of that was because of the defenses on both sides. Like I said, our defense, I thought, played great in the first half. I think we had maybe 3 turnovers that we got in the first half defensively to kind of shut down some of their drives, and we were, you know, not to take anything away from West Platte, because they obviously played a great defensive game as well, but we were shooting ourselves in the foot at times. I know in the first half we had a couple of drives. We got down there inside the 10-yard line and just could not get the ball in the end zone. I know on one of those drives we had a penalty. Then we took a sack instead of throwing the ball away. So things like that kind of cost us. But, yeah, it was. I mean, it was a good defensive game played by both teams, especially in the first half.
Individually, talk about your boys.
Well, you know, individually tonight for us, you know, our quarterback, sophomore Cody Glenn, had a pretty good game running the ball for us. We got some key players back tonight that we had lost the last few weeks with injury. Damian Sapp, our slot back, was back for us. He's a big player for us offensively. Had a pretty good night on that side of the ball. Colton Williams, who had been out with a knee injury the last couple weeks, came back on both sides for us and played pretty well. And, of course, our offensive defensive lines on both sides, I thought, you know, did a great job. Those guys like Connor Hill, Andy Schmitz, you know, players like that. So those were some of our guys, at least on the offensive and defensive sides, that really had good games for us tonight.
You talked a lot. I know we've talked a couple of times anyway about some penalty problems. Have you started to clean that up a little bit, you think?
Yeah, you know, I think so. We had a few, like I said, a few untimely ones tonight that killed some drives, especially there in the first half. Like I mentioned, you know, a couple times inside the 10, we couldn't get the ball in, and part of that was because of penalties. But that has gotten a lot better still, you know, too many for us and for our liking. But, you know, we have made some progress in that area. And obviously, at this stage of the game, this point in the season, you know, you really can't have any of those, you know, especially against good competition. West Platte's a fine football team, and we know from this point on, it's only going to get tougher with the teams you face. So any mistakes like that you make, it really can come back to haunt you. But, yeah, we feel like we're making some progress in that area, but we still got to get better at that too.
The regular season is over. It's district time. It's one and done if you don't keep winning. Talk about your district. I know you've got a tough one.
We sure do. You know, a lot of great teams in that district with the addition of East Buchanan this year, who is just on fire. I know they've had a great season. We played them. They beat us real good, you know, on our homecoming 40-0. So you throw them in the mix. Other teams like LeBlanc and Brookfield, who's had an outstanding season. Lexington, a team that's played tough all year. So it's not going to be easy by any means. We know we've got our work cut out for us, and we're really going to have to come out and play well next week to give ourselves a chance, to move on.
Now, what has to happen tonight for you to get to host a ball game?
Well, we had to do what we had to do, obviously, on our end. You know, we had to win this game by 13 or more, and we were definitely counting the points there in the fourth quarter, trying to make sure we could get to that with our final drive on offense, and we were fortunately able to do so. So obviously that had to happen. That did happen for us, and I know, like I said, Lexington, who was seated right above us in the number 4 spot, they were playing, I believe, Richmond tonight, so we had to have Richmond, I think, beat them, and it probably had to have been by the 13 or more, which I don't know if that happened or not. It may not have, it may have, but that's kind of what we had to have go our way to get that home game next week.
Capitalize the season and your thoughts about the regular season for your ball club.
Sure. You know, it's been, for us, Denny, it's been kind of an up-and-down year. You know, we've really had some trouble with inconsistency, you know, not to make excuses for that, because ultimately, you know, coaches, players are responsible for, you know, what goes out on the field in terms of the product that we put out there. But, you know, we have a lot of young guys playing, some inexperience, a lot of sophomores, a few juniors that are starting both sides of the ball for us that haven't had a whole lot of varsity experience before this year. But like Coach Dunn told them before the game tonight, he said, you know what, there's no first-year players anymore. I mean, this is game 9 of the season. By this point, it comes down to you guys, and you've got to execute. You've got to do your jobs, and you've got to start to take some ownership, you know, of this team and where we want to go. But, it's been a little bit of a rough go for us, but I've been so proud, and Coach Dunn and all our coaches have been so proud of how the boys have fought back, you know, been resilient throughout the year, coming back from some tough losses, like I say, losing to a good Maryville team, losing to a real good East Buchanan team, and seeming to bounce back from those losses pretty well and continue to play hard. So we just hope we can continue to play well as we move forward.
Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations on a 24-6 win tonight over West Platte. Thank you for always being there throughout the regular season on the fifth quarter show as well.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Denny, and the people at the Kansas U fifth quarter show. We appreciate so much what you guys do for us and all the kids in our area in high school sports as well.
That was Coach Boswell of the Lawson Cardinals talking with us after a 24-6 win over West Platte tonight on the KMZU football fifth quarter show.